to allow for fluctuations.
And I guess we figured that when we were figuring our rates that we call, so we're still, although we're one of the cheaper places to dump. But our rates are still okay.
So this is one of the price increases within the quarter.
Yep.
Okay. Move to approve the second addendum tipping service disposal agreement between Republic Services and Taney County.
When you say second addendum, this is the first addendum, is it not?
I was just reading on the letter from Travis. It says second addendum tipping service disposal agreement.
Mine doesn't say second addendum.
We're on the motor oil. The next one down was.
You're on the motor oil?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on motor oil.
Okay. I've been discussing the...
Yep, nope, we're on motor oil.
Okay. Apologize.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil buying between Gabe's Oil Incorporated, doing business as Heritage Petroleum in Taney County.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Now we're on the second addendum to tipping services disposal agreement number 22-085, Road and Bridge. I received a letter up from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, on August 5th, 2022, and he approves the addendum as to form.
All the discussion that I made before on the 40 cents per ton and everything was in regard to this agreement.
Correct.
And like we said, it allows them to take the increase.
Yes.
What is option two? Because it went down $2.
That would be taking it to Springfield. You have to have all walking floor trailers.
But I just want to make sure option two is okay.
Yeah.
And my understanding, it cost us quite a bit more.
Yes, it's more than double what it is to go to the landfill.
Now, I move to approve the second addendum tipping service disposal agreement between Republic Services and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taney County Enhancement District Board Appointment. We have an expiring board member. I guess it's...
And Taney County has one, it's a 7-member board, and we have one vote. 3 members are appointed by the City of Branson and 3 by Stone County, right?
And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 applicants.
And it's a tourism board, a tourism tax of 1%.
Yes, the Enhancement District Board.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important that they have tourism experience. That's what the money is to be bringing in for that, for the district.
We had an application come in, says this morning.
The village, the Tourism Enhancement District includes Village of Indian Ridge, Indian Point, Stone County, parts of Stone County, Taney County is voted on. Has everyone had a chance to look at the applicants?
Are you talking about the new applicant?
All four of them.
Yeah.
We have the board members, and they set up different committees and have several people throughout with tourism experience. Like I noticed, Silverdale City, Presley Theater. Westgate Resorts, I was just looking at their, some of those that serve.
Change the boards around much? I mean, does someone serve on there?
It depends on the situation. I think there's been times when we do and times when we don't. And that's not.
Yeah. And some of them choose to retire or go off.
I see.
If they do it midterm, it's, we have so many days to appoint. If we don't, then the board members will.
And these are these 2-year appointments or three?
Three.
3-year appointments.
And I think if my, they have about $10 million.
I think that's right.
And to promote the areas within that district, the boundaries. Of course, by promoting that area, they're promoting all of Taney County. Canyon County, Stone County, bringing the tourists in.
Well, I think there's thoughts that, I think that's probably part of the question is, I think there's feelings that at times entities that aren't within the district shouldn't be promoted by some members, and I think by other members, it is supposed to be promoted because it still helps the entire area. I could be wrong. I wish there was somebody here to
speak.
To speak, because
I thought John was going
to. Yeah, and not necessarily the applicants as much as just somebody
To go over.
To give us pros and cons and or the feeling of where the board needs to go. I do know that I think the.
I think it's an important appointment.
It is an important appointment. So are we prepared to make an appointment now, or do we want to spend time with the applicants, or how do you want to proceed?
Well, based upon just getting the one applicant this morning, I would probably have questions of that applicant. So I'm open to
when the appointment's September 30th. Do they have a meeting coming up? Well, the appointment's September 30th, right?
Yeah. They wanted a certain date in October for something, but the appointment is this term ends September 30th.
So we have some more time.
If we did it next week, they would still have our applicant for if they're setting their committees up and so forth.
Okay. I'm fine with next week if you guys want, if that's what I'm hearing.
I feel more comfortable holding.
What is?
I'm looking here.
Is it on the date?
We have next. What is it? 15.
Move to table the Taney County Enhancement District Board appointment to August 15th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I would have liked for a new applicant to have put more qualifications on so we would have better understood.
Well, going to recess, we're scheduled upstairs for our neighbors, charitable pharmacy, ARPA discussion.
Is that? Oh, it is.
Okay. I have 9:30 a.m. We'll be in recess. Thank you.